Spirit of the Lord came upon him, speaking of Othniel, and he judged Israel and went out to war. And the Lord delivered Cushan-Rishathaim, the king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed against Cushan-Rishathaim. So what do we see? We see that it took a spirit-filled man to come and deliver Israel out of the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim. What is that? What is that a picture of? A picture of a preacher sometimes. And look what it says there. It says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he judged Israel. Because think about this. You think he just came and just like, don't worry, guys, live as pagan as you want. I'll just take care of this king of Mesopotamia. No, he judged Israel first and basically told him, hey, you guys need to repent. Put away the false gods. Repent of this wicked deed. Put away all your garbage and your sinfulness, and then I'll deliver you. So the deliverer, Othniel, was not just the deliverer to deliver them from the hand of the enemy. He was there to judge Israel. In like manner, that's what a pastor's for. In like manner, that's what a preacher's for. A preacher is there to encourage you to go forward for God, to help you to be delivered from bad habits or from false ideologies, but it's also here to judge you. Amen. Don't judge me. Then you need to go somewhere else if you don't want to be judged. Amen. Go to No Judging Baptist Church. But you know what? The deliverer can only deliver if he judges the nation first. Okay? And look, if you were to judge yourself, you wouldn't be judged. You know, hey, Israel, if you would have just obeyed the Lord and just repented, you wouldn't have needed Othniel to come and deliver you from the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim. You could have just obeyed God, conquered land, but you know what it took? It took you crying out to the Lord, a deliverer being raised up by the name of Othniel and judging you for your wicked idolatry and then delivering you from the hand of the king of Mesopotamia. And that's how it works today. You know, and you know, Christians should not get mad at the pastor. Christians should not get mad at the man of God. And look, other pastors should not get mad at the man of God. You know, especially if the members of their church are listening to people who preach the word of God harshly, right? Hey, they're cleaning up your church members' lives so they can be good church members for you. You should be thankful for that.